The client, like most clients, said he was innocent. He was scheduled to die in 33 days. Arthur Raven, his lawyer, was determined not to worry. After all, Arthur reasoned, he was not even a volunteer. Instead, he'd been drafted by the federal appellate court to ensure that after 10 years of litigation, no sound arguments remained to save Rami Gandolf's life. Worrying was not part of the job. He was worried, anyway. "I'm sorry?" asked Pamela Towns, his young associate, from the passenger seat. A gurgle of anguish had escaped Arthur as he had come once again face to face with himself. "Nothing," Arthur said. "I just hate being the designated loser." "Then we shouldn't lose." Pamela, with rosy good looks fit for TV news, flashed a bright coast-to-coast grin. They were far from the city now, doing 80 on cruise control in Arthur's new German sedan. In these parts, the road was so flat and straight, he did not even have to touch the wheel. The prairie farmlands raced by, corn stubble and loam, silent and eternal in the wan light of morning. They had left Center City at 7 to beat the traffic. Arthur hoped to hold a brief introductory meeting with their new client, Rami Gandolf, at the state penitentiary at Rudyard, and to be back at his desk by 2 o'clock, or 3 if he decided to risk asking Pamela to lunch. He remained intensely conscious of the young woman nearby, of the tawny hair falling softly on her shoulders, and of the hand that crept to her thigh every several miles to retract the hiking of her tartan skirt. Eager as he was to please her, Arthur could offer little hope for the case. At this stage, he said, under the law, the only thing that could possibly amount to reversible error would be new evidence of actual innocence, and we're not going to find that. "How do you know?" asked Pamela. "How do I know? Because the man confessed to everybody but the Daily Planet. 10 years ago, Gandolf had copped to the police, then gave a handwritten statement to the prosecutor, Muriel Wynne, and finally repeated his admissions on videotape.